On Friday's page one, President Obama isn't coming home from South Korea with the trade agreement he wanted. His problems in sealing the deal may be a sign the midterm elections weakened his standing abroad. China confines people to mental hospitals who aren't mentally ill. We'll look at who and why. And dogs that sniff for bed bugs, they're not always right. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This episode of the New York Times Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. The 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Our top story says President Obama's hopes for a free trade agreement with South Korea and a unified approach to boosting economic growth ran into major resistance. He and President Lee Myung-bak failed to come to terms. That was a setback for the president. He's made trade and doubling American exports over the next 5 years a centerpiece of his agenda. Times reporter Cheryl Gay Stolberg tells us what the sticking points were.
What's hung them up are restrictions on American auto imports. The American auto industry is complaining that South Korea is putting onerous emissions standards as kind of a backdoor way to keep American cars out of South Korea. And the negotiators were working furiously all night long leading up to the president's meeting with President Lee of South Korea. But at the end, President Obama felt that he would rather not take a deal than accept one that he would have trouble getting through Congress. He didn't want to come home with something that wouldn't pass.
Times reporter Cheryl Gay Stolberg. Separately, officials tried to paper over differences among the G20 leaders with a vaguely worded communique. Several nations are accusing the Federal Reserve of devaluing the dollar last week to shift the cost of America's competitive troubles to its trading partners. Also on Friday's page one, a follow-up on the president's deficit reduction commission. Times reporter Jackie Calm says the pressure is on politically. So will the commission's recommendations be approved?
It's very unclear at this point. I think we're going to be debating this for years. But the chairman made clear that even as there's something for everyone to hate in this plan, they tried to put in things people could love. For instance, they would raise revenues, but they would do that by getting rid of a lot of popular deductions, like your deduction on mortgage interest, your tax-free employer-provided benefits for health programs. And in exchange, though, rates would be much lower. How low would depend on how many deductions you get rid of.
Times reporter Jackie Calms. Friday's Times says China uses mental hospitals to confine people it considers troublemakers who aren't mentally ill. Zhu Lingdong is a rural farmer who took his complaints about a land dispute to local officials. He says their response was to have him committed to a psychiatric hospital for 6.5 years. He says he was given 54 electric shock treatments. He says he attempted suicide 3 times. Bobby Schilling is a pizzeria owner in Moline, Illinois, who looked at this year's crop of congressional candidates and thought, why not me? So he ran as a Republican in a district the Democrats had controlled for decades. Now he's one of at least 34 incoming House members who've never run for anything. Times reporter Jennifer Steinhauer says it may take a while to see whether they change Washington or Washington changes them. If the bedbug epidemic has any heroes, it's the bedbug-sniffing dog. But complaints are rising about false alarms. One dog signaled there were bedbugs in about a third of the 50 or so apartments in a co-op near Union Square. One resident says he resisted pressure from the co-op board to get a $1,500 treatment. He says no one in his family had been bitten, either by bedbugs or dogs. In Manhattan's Soho neighborhood, the city has a rule that says the apartments are for artists. That was long ignored. Now it's being blamed for a slowdown in sales. Times reporter Christine Haney says it's making buyers reluctant to commit to multimillion-dollar deals. It's not clear who qualifies as an artist. The city doesn't make public the applications or the names of the two judges who decide. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. Besides fuel efficiency, the new Fiesta delivers a ride that's responsive and energized, and it offers special features like push-button start and leather-trimmed seats. Fuel efficiency, performance, new aesthetics, and special features are some of the reasons you'll want to consider the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Inside Friday's Times, Las Vegas casinos are free of smoke-free regulations. The gambling industry made certain there was an exception for casinos when voters approved a ban on smoking in public 4 years ago. Now, blackjack dealers worried about the dangers of secondhand smoke have filed a class action lawsuit against the Wynn Las Vegas. The most their lawyers expect from that is an air cleaning system. It took four engineers and a bunch of equations to figure it out, but now we know how cats drink. Cats lap up water too rapidly to see how they do it, but the engineers came up with a formula for how fast a cat has to drink to take in the most water. It's the weight of the cat raised to the power of -1/6 and multiplied by 4.6. Not to repeat myself or anything, but now we know. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.